The Jamie and Angus Stories, written and read by Anne Fine.
Chapter 1. Dry Clean Only. Jamie saw Angus staring forlornly out of the shop window. His silky coat looked smooth as bathwater and white as snow. "Oh, please," begged Jamie, "please can I have him for my birthday?" "Your birthday was last week," Mummy said, trying to tug him past. But Jamie wouldn't budge. "Christmas, then." "Christmas is not for months," his mother said. "But then you'll probably want something else." "No, I won't," Jamie insisted. He pressed his nose up hard against the glass and gazed at Angus. Angus gazed at him. "Oh, please," said Jamie, "please." "All right," said Jamie's mother, "I'll get him. But that's what you're having for Christmas, even if you change your mind. And you're not having him even one day early." "I'll wait," said Jamie. "I promise I won't grumble. I'll just wait." Angus spent all the autumn and half the winter stuck in a plastic bag. His head was allowed to poke out so that he could breathe. He was put so high up in the cupboard that Jamie couldn't reach him. He could only wave. But Jamie kept busy. First, he made a farm for Angus to live on. He patched fields together from all the green and brown scraps in the sewing basket, painted lavatory roll tubes to look like hedges, and built several splendid five-barred gates out of lollipop sticks. He made a fir tree out of Granny's old loofah and a pond out of the mirror from one of her face powder compacts. And every day he kept Angus up to date on how long they still had to wait before they could be together properly. When he'd finished the farm, Jamie built Angus a cattle shed out of shoeboxes and corrugated paper. It was a bit messy, but it was the right size, had a good view of the pond, and looked very comfortable. "I think you'll be happy in it," Jamie told Angus, "cosy and safe on dark nights and in storms." Angus gazed down admiringly. At last all the days passed. On Christmas Eve, Angus disappeared from the top of the cupboard, and under the tree appeared a funny-shaped package with legs and horns and two tiny holes punched in the snouty bit so it could breathe. "See you tomorrow," Jamie whispered to the package. The package rustled its paper excitedly. On Christmas morning, Jamie opened his present and he and Angus were together properly for the first time. Angus adored his spacious greeny-brown fields. He felt proud and confident behind his fine-painted hedges. He admired his pond. And he was very, very happy in his shed. Jamie was in seventh heaven. He'd waited so long to bury his face in that magnificent silky coat, as smooth as bathwater and white as snow. The only thing he wasn't sure about was the horrid tickly label behind Angus's ear that said, "Dry clean only." "What does it mean?" he asked his mother. "It means he can't go in the washing machine," his mother explained. "If he gets grubby, he'll have to go to Speedy Clean with all my suits and fancy dresses." Jamie knew Angus had heard. Next time they went to Speedy Clean, he felt him tremble in his arms. The glue smell was terrible, and the giant machines juddered and roared. Jamie leaned closer till the horrid label tickled his cheek. "Don't worry," he whispered in Angus's gorgeous silky white ear. "I promise you'll never, ever have to come here. I'll keep you clean." Angus gazed up at him trustingly.